I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts, the podcast where nothing is off limits.
All right, mush.
Mush. That's like, I'm like a husky at the end of a sleigh.
Is that what a husky is?
Mush.
Is that what you say?
That's what you say, mush.
Is that where the saying mush comes from?
What the hell's mush?
That's what you say to a fellow geezer.
No, you don't. Where have you let you? Oh, one of your little edgy weekends you've had, someone said mush.
Edgy weekend.
That's what you've had. You've had an edgy weekend and someone said mush and now you think it's cool to use. Do you want one of the biggest secrets in life?
I'm guessing you know it. Is it in your book?
No. It's not in my book. It's not in my book. One of the biggest secrets in life. Why do your hands, your feet, whatever, when they get really cold, why does it hurt more when you hit them?
Why does it hurt more when you hit them?
Why does that happen? I was on my scooter today, my Vespa Touring. 1.60.
Whoa.
Yeah, don't worry about
ladies.
It. Ladies, watch out. Here I come. Brum, brum, brum.
I don't know, actually. So when your hands get cold, yeah, they do hurt. I remember like when you used to play hockey or something like that and it was freezing.
Yeah, they hurt.
I don't know. Tell us. Tell the people.
No, I don't know. I'm asking
you. Oh,
you
don't know.
It's one of life's biggest secrets.
Well, okay, let's try and work it out.
I don't really want to work it out. It's a secret that I quite like.
You just want to left that,
yeah.
Leave it unknown.
I was on my scooter and I was driving. I was like, oh, my hands are cold. Got off. And I was like, why do my hands hurt when I like bang them on something and they're cold? Normally they wouldn't hurt. Same with my feet.
I know.
I'm an athlete, by the way, I've worked out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Finally.
No, I've been reading this book called Atomic Habits. I know I mentioned it before.
You're being paid to promote this
no,
book.
No, I'm not. This is a good little book, all right?
All right.
And what they tell you in it.
What?
They tell you in it that whatever you do, Alexander Mitten, whatever you do, you take it full front.
Take it full front?
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. Okay, I just take it full front. I don't know what I meant by that, all right?
Okay.
Just speaking. All right, when you... when you do something, like you go and train, call yourself an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Athlete.
I'm an athlete.
Call yourself an athlete.
What, in the mirror?
I'm an athlete. Well, you do. You call yourself an athlete. So
okay.
I've been calling myself an athlete.
Yeah.
To the point where I was Googling like athletic things. I was like, okay, if I'm going to be this athlete, I need to Google athletic things. And then that led me to Amazon. And I was like, oh, what have we got on Amazon? Athletic.
Right.
They're like socks and things and shoes and other things.
Ah.
And I came across something called, what is it? I actually brought it in. Here it is. It's called Jacked Salts.
Sorry?
It's called Jacked Salts.
Salt? Yeah. As in like,
like
salt and pepper?
Jacked Salts.
So it's salt that makes you jacked.
It says, on it, I bought it. It cost me 10 quid.
Mm.
And on it was for professional athletes and serious competitors. And I was like, well, that's me. That's definitely me.
Right, okay.
So,
and what's it supposed to do?
Okay, so here we go. Performance smelling salts used by professional athletes.
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 To be an athlete, you need to really start learning how to pronounce it.
Adrenaline response. Basically, what happens is you smell it.
So you freak out.
And you start going wild. So I
wait, because weren't smelling salts a thing back in like the Victorian era? You'd give people smelling salts if they were feeling unwell.
Is that what you used to do?
Not what I used to do.
Isn't this a thing when you get knocked out? Oh my God.
It's something like that.
Wait, hang on a second. In interrogations, and they like pass out from like the stress and think of it, they wave something under their nose. It's a smelling salt.
Pass it over then.
Oh, you're excited.
Come on.
You sober bean.
I'm gonna find a new love for salt.
So do not try this at home, ladies and gentlemen, please. I got it because I'm an athlete. If you are an athlete, Google it first. Go and check it out. It's called Jack Salts. Completely.
Is this isn't an ad, is it?
No, it's not. It's manufactured in the UK.
Good.
I don't think I'd try it. So you smell it. It gives you an immediate adrenaline response. And then you're ready to go and lift weights or run the marathon or something.
What happens if I do and I want to fight you?
But you have to. Don't be pathetic.
Don't really, be pathetic.
No, really sniff it in.
All right, hard man.
All right, sniff it in loads.
You athlete.
Okay, really sniff it in loads. Okay, but don't just go closer. Just sniff it in loads. When you get it to your nose, two inches away and sniff it.
I'm ready. I'm an athlete. At least I will be
after this. Don't look at it. Just go and chuck it. Get it into your nose. Chuck it in your nose.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get it in there.
That's horrible.
Get it in there.
Wow.
Get it
in there. It's like it's burning my eyes.
Oh, he's come back in.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm actually crying. Are you supposed to cry from it?
How did Jack Souls do?
Can't wait to take that down the gym.
Oh my God, I can smell it somewhere. Let me try it. Here we go.
I'm actually like floods of tears.
I'm going to try it. Ready? Here we go.
Oh my God.
What the fuck was that?
You just nearly...
Oh my God, what the hell was that?
Your headphones nearly flew off.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Woo! You just spat out your mouth.
Oh my God, I sniffed
you're disgusting.
What the hell? You didn't probably sniff
that. So what's it supposed to give you like the flight or fight response?
Do that, just do that. I can't get it out of me. Oh my God.
I don't think I'm like, I don't feel sort of more ready to go and lift weights. So.
I don't think you did what I did. I think your heart.
Stop trying to one up me.
I'm not trying to one up you.
You live a weird life.
What do you mean?
Googling salts that you can sniff.
I didn't Google salts that I can do. I just basically.
What you said you did. You Googled athletes and then ended up buying some salts on Amazon.
It's not my fault if I'm an athlete. I manifest things, right? Yeah. We had Roxy Nafuzi. She is a future guest. She's going to come on. She's going to be on the podcast soon. She's all about manifesting. I manifest stuff. I manifest.
What have you manifested recently?
Loads.
Just manifesting loads.
Loads. I should probably tell you about my...
Is this going to be an update on your wedding planning?
Yeah, it is actually, buddy.
I've manifested to not hear any more about this. But...
Walked out on Sophie the other night.
Walked out on her?
Walked out on her.
What does that mean?
I said, I'm leaving.
Where did you go?
Walked around the block.
Local boozer.
I walked around the block.
To meet my fellow mushes.
I walked out of the house. We had a big argument.
Nice.
It just got to that point, you know, you had to just walk out. So I walked.
Did you slam the door?
Didn't slam. No, never slam. Keep it calm. Walked out. I also didn't take a jacket with me, so I was freezing. It's so cold. Went walking around the
block. Walking around the block? Were you Eminem or something? You heard up, like, rapping to
walked
yourself.
All the way to 8 Mile. And then the security car came up to because I had my hood up. What are you doing? And I said, I'm just walking around the block. And he said, do you live around here? And I went, yeah, I live on Portobello Road. And he went, do you really? Whereabouts? And I was like, well, this thing.
Yeah. Did you just freak out about giving your address?
Yeah, I did suddenly. I was about to say my actual address. And I thought, but I got stopped by a security guard because I was walking around the block.
You're a sketchy man.
I'm not a sketchy man.
Well, you must have been to be. Like, did you reckon he realised who you were halfway through?
No, he didn't. He had no clue who I was.
And that hurt the most.
That hurt a huge amount. That really hurt. What about you? Have you, by the way, we have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Have you stayed sober, my friend?
I have. Still going strong.
No booze whatsoever?
No booze.
Not even a drop?
Not even a drop. I've been enjoying the finest non-alcoholic lagers.
See, you just...
It's quite hard to be in social environments at times. Like, when it gets late, it's fine until, like, 1 a.m. And then there's a real, like... It's like a bit of a fight. You're like, come on, stay, like... You, like, just
Why
keep the conversation going.
Have you dated anyone sober yet?
No.
You haven't done that?
No.
No one at all?
No.
Really?
No.
Kissed anyone?
No. I'm being very, very well behaved.
You haven't done anything?
No.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at you cross-armed over there. Look at old guy. Look,
this is a very comfortable position. No, it's hard. But I'm trying to like, because what I don't want to do in not boozing is then not stay out and socialize. Because then I start to lose something that I really enjoy.
Which is what? Meeting people.
Just staying out with your friends and having a wonderful time.
That is very true. I think that's what you have to get around to is like, yeah, you don't, but also you don't always use the alcohol as a crutch in order to do it, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting through that bit.
But what I do realize is also that tiredness is actually a real thing. Because I was like, oh, it just must be the booze that makes me feel bad. But actually, if you don't sleep that much, it still fucks you up.
Do you know what stops the tiredness? Jack salts. That's what does it. By the way, we thought we'd... introduce a little segment into the podcast, into our bonus episodes.
Are you segueing a segment?
Yeah, I'm segueing into another bit.
Nice.
Which is all about confessions.
Mm.
I thought it'd be quite nice. Confessions, confessional booth. Any secrets, any stories, any things that you want to let off your chest, you want to reveal, you stay completely anonymous. You can write into our DMs with these confessions and then we can read them out on the episode.
It's not that anonymous then, is it?
It is anonymous.
Well, no, because we see who the account is coming from.
We won't tell.
I won't tell
anyone. Oh, we won't tell anyone. It doesn't matter. Have you got a secret that you've never told anyone?
I think I've kind of released all of my. Good to get it all out.
I love it how you pitch it like they're doves or something. Like, you just release them. What do you mean? You released all your secrets.
I have told at least one person, I think, everything. I don't think I've openly discussed some stuff that I've done.
I didn't throughout my entire school year.
My entire school year? You throughout into my, one year
throughout
at school.
My entire school year, from the age of 13 to 18, I...
school years.
A boy called George, I'm not going to say a surname, he annoyed me. He said something about my mum. Yeah. In revenge, I went and pooed in his bin.
What?
Nice. And I went and pooed in his bin.
And you're such.
And throughout my whole career, never told anyone.
Your whole career?
Yeah, my whole laddie career.
Your whole pooing career.
I never told anyone.
That is quite you, though, to be fair. How did you do the poo?
Yeah, I went into his room.
Yeah.
Squatted over his
bin. But like, was it a tall bin? No, do you know what I mean? Because it must be quite hard. Like,
it was a little bin, like a little, like, loo bin.
A little poubelle. That's what bin is in French, isn't it?
Poubelle.
A poubelle.
I pooed in his bin.
Nice. Yeah. Did he realise?
Yeah, obviously. There's a poo in his bin.
But I mean, you might not have seen it.
And he was like, Who did it? And I was subtly chuckling to myself.
Subtly chuckling in the corner. What gave it away was the poo tissue.
But that was my secret. I never told anyone about it.
This is the first time?
I think it might be.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I did that. Surely you've got some sort of secret.
No, I have a really, really awful one. I actually don't think I can talk about it.
Oh, my God, come on.
No, I...
Oh, my God, I can't wait. This is it. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, to all you lovely listeners, please slide into our DMs with your confessions. I promise you it'll stay anonymous. We want to hear from you, all of your confessions, but we'll keep them anonymous. Well, Alex tells us, come on, Alex, give yours.
We're probably going to have to redact this just because I feel too bad.
Come on.
When I was driving to a 21st once, it was in the middle of nowhere, and along the way, we went over something. We didn't know what it was because it was pitch black, like tiny country roads.
Sorry, what are you revealing to me right now? What are you literally revealing to me right now?
Literally. And anyway, so we get to the party and we're there for a while. And then I can see the people whose party it was, like their parents were there, were looking a bit panicked. And I overheard that their cat had gone missing.
No.
And I still don't know because I didn't go and ask or anything. Just that because I was too fucking petrified.
You killed the cat.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you do know. You drove over something in the night and then the cat went
missing. Well, I have a high suspicion that we did, but...
How big was it?
I don't know.
It wasn't like a horse you drove over. You drove it like something small.
I don't know. So, But I don't know if we can leave that in.
Yeah, we're leaving it in. I looked after our neighbour's flat when I was at a neighbour's flat. I looked after our neighbour's cat.
Yeah.
And... I've never said this one.
Did you poo on it?
No, I've never said this one. We went round the next day and it had been annihilated by a fox. I mean, honestly, this poor rabbit had... what did I say? Cat. It wasn't a cat, it was a rabbit. No, it was a rabbit.
Is this a real story?
Yeah, I swear it got it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When I was living in London, What the fuck? You're that smelling salts.
Yeah, the salts.
The Jack salts has gone straight to my head. No, it was our next door neighbours, and when I was younger, and we were meant to look after the rabbit, and I would go over and I would lock the door and give the rabbit with it. I, my brother, whatever. And we came the next day, the rabbit had been destroyed.
That happened to our rabbit.
I left the hatch open.
Oh, it was you.
And
I reckon you did it on purpose.
I left the hatch open and I was so upset. And I said this to my brother. I was like, what do we do? So I broke the hatch door to look like the fox had broken into it.
This says so much about you.
What do you mean it says so much over something and don't know what it is?
Yeah, and I still feel terrible about it. But I still don't know that I definitely did.
Well, I didn't tell anyone about it.
You broke the hatch to make it look It really just sounds very like you.
What do you mean it sounds like me?
You're the type of guy that would do that. You'd go back to the scene of the crime and try and cover your tracks rather than own up.
Okay, hang on a second. So if you broke the law by accident,
mm-hmm.
you would admit?
I'd never do it by accident. I would do it intentionally.
I don't know what I'm trying to get. Of course I would tell. Of course I would put my hand up and tell. But if you would please get in touch with us at Private Podcast, slide into our DMs. We want to hear your confessions and we want to read them out. Again, I promise you'll stay anonymous, but we'd love to hear
we need to work out a way for them to send, because I wouldn't want to send it off my Instagram to someone.
Okay, well, we'll check it out the first week. If it doesn't work, we'll set up an anonymous little page and then people can write in confessions. By the way, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sucker, you're going to be by yourself, you big loser.
All right, mate.
Sorry.
I probably will be by myself, so.
You have no one to cuddle.
That's just so...
I don't know why I'm going
down
this.
So harsh.
Hey, I will be there. Happy Valentine's Day.
You will be there. Happy Valentine's Day. Sorry.
What? I will be there. Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you like a robot? Are you broken? I feel like you're just a show robot that needs a bit of... Need to go and get your MOT.
What's your best at Valentine's? Do you have a Valentine's Day story? What would you normally do?
Well, I always used to say that I don't believe in it. And I said it to an ex. And I was like, look, I actually really don't believe in it. And Valentine's Day came and they thought that it was a ploy. And there was going to be some big surprise. So they burst into tears. I hadn't done anything. I don't really believe in it.
Should I tell you what I'm doing?
Is it not a surprise?
Don't listen to the podcast. I can literally say anything to her. Sophie, you're a douchebag. She won't hear it. That was mean. I take it back.
You wouldn't say it to her face.
I wouldn't say it to her face, no. But she won't listen to this, so she won't know. So for anyone listening, please don't tell her what we're doing for Valentine's Day, because I'm about to reveal it. It'd be really upsetting. We're doing a cooking course together, a cook-along.
Is this you training her up?
Yeah, I'm going on Sunday brunch.
To become a future your wife.
No, it's not.
You're starting to put her through the...
No, it's not like that at
the
all.
The training.
No, what it is, fun idea to go and do like a little cook-along together.
Oh, nice.
Lovely, that, right?
Yeah, cooking is very therapeutic.
We're doing, it's a seafood cook-along.
Mm-hmm.
We go into like a kitchen and we learn how to cook some food and then we eat it at the end with loads of other strangers.
Nice.
On Valentine's Day. Really lovely idea.
Yeah.
Do not tell her this is the secret. Do you know, some of the listeners have written in when we asked the question and they have said, we had one from Angie who said, super chill, just going out for dinner and staying the night in a hotel. Lovely. Charlotte said, absolutely nothing. Set me a date, please. I want some fun. Not desperate at all. Alex Mitten, single, charming, good looking, kills cats and doesn't say anything about it. But you could go on a date with Charlotte, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'll check my diary.
Did you know that 37% of people in Britain broke up the week before Valentine's Day?
Really? That's the stress of Valentine's
Day. One third of them broke up over text.
Mm-hmm.
Over one quarter split up via a call. Another 25% chose to end the relationship in person. 6% dumped their partners on Facebook and WhatsApp. 2%.
What's up?
Yeah, 2% did it on Twitter.
What?
On Twitter.
What? As in like a public post?
Which leaves 4% of people using some other means.
Mm.
What on earth? I have a friend of mine who got broken up with via Moonpig. they got sent a Moonpig.
Well, like a singing card.
It was a Moonpig. Moonpig.com. They got sent a Moonpig and they got broken up with via Moonpig.
As in like written in the card type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean.
How terrible is that?
That is mean.
It's more than mean being broken up like that.
Yeah.
How was the worst way you've ever broken up with someone?
I basically set up like a really nice scene. So she comes through the door and there's like candles lit everywhere. There's rose petals leading up the stairs and it's like beautiful music playing. And then she comes into the room and I'm shagging someone else. No, of course. I have done it by text before.
You're such a loser. Have you actually done that?
Yeah, sort of. But we'd already had the discussion, and then it was like kind of finalizing things.
What contract are you signing?
We've done the due diligence.
Finalizing it. What are you talking about?
Come on, let's get this over the line.
You're finalizing the deal.
I'm going to circle back next week. No, I did it. I had to do it over text because I was abroad and they weren't there.
Were you with abroad?
I was with abroad. No, I was abroad.
Are you abroad?
I was abroad. And yeah, I had to send a text. It didn't feel good.
Oh, God. I've been broken up. The only time that I've really been broken up with, which was savage, I've said this before, is when I cried on my hands and knees. I said this on the Roxy podcast. I got broken up with in Oxford. And that was a moment, I said this before, but I'm going to say it again to anyone who is being broken up with on Valentine's Day or being broken up with before, is going through heartbreak. It's not as bad as this. I begged. I begged for her to take me back. I begged for her, which the only thing I think that does is really makes them certify in their head that they've made the right decision.
I think they go 100%.
I'm not going back with that loser.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a fucking idiot back in the day. I used to get so emotional with breakups, and you'd be like, oh God.
Alex, this is a thing for you listening to like this. Alex once told me a story with one of his ex-girlfriends. They lay in bed together, put on Coldplay, held hands and cried.
Okay, let me just paint the picture. I was 16.
No need to paint it. Don't paint it.
I'm gonna paint it. Fetch my.
What would you do? A quill.
Fetch my.
What would you do? A charcoal.
My easel. Is it an easel? Is that what you've used to paint me? My palette, an easel. I was 16. We were on the sofa.
Yeah.
We were very much in love, and a Coldplay song came on, and we both just started crying for no real reason other than true love.
What happened to her?
I don't know. We broke up. Yeah. She got into Snow Patrol, so it had to end there. Wait, we need to do our genealogy test.
Well, I thought we were going to do this. We are doing a genealogy test to find out exactly what our heritage is, where we come from. What else is it?
It reveals your true talents.
it reveals your heritage. It reveals your religion. It reveals lots of different things.
Your religion?
Yeah, I think it does.
I don't think it reveals your religion.
Does it really reveal your religion?
That's kind of a more...
Isn't that a personal choice?
Cerebral thing, yeah.
Oh, God, wait, what? I'm Christian? What?
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
What do you reckon yours is going to be? 50% narcissist. 50% misogynist.
By the way, I'm the furthest from being a narcissist.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Yes. I'm going to Google narcissist.
You definitely tick quite a few of the boxes.
No, I don't. Define narcissist.
Define.
By the way, what's so weird about this is I honestly just said narcissist. I go onto my phone, I Google it, I say define, and narcissist is the first thing that comes out. It's listening in. Narcissist defined is a person who has an excessive interest or admiration of themselves.
Literally,
it's not me.
You've just released a book that's all about you.
No, I can explain.
I can explain. I'm a narcissist.
Okay, what are 9 traits of a narcissist? Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Number one, lack of empathy.
We always talk about how you have no empathy.
I have freaking loads of it.
You said, oh, the reason I knew I loved my girlfriend was because she nearly got run over and I felt like I should help her.
Yes.
I was like, true love. No, that's just normal.
I helped an old lady into a car the other day.
For what reason?
Did she look like she needed help?
Because people were looking and you thought...
No. Lack of empathy. Manipulative. Not at all.
You're incredibly manipulative.
Oh my God.
Okay, tick for both of those. So you're two out of 9
manipulative.
So
another weapon in the arsenal. That's what it says. Wow. Projection.
What's that mean?
A clear-cut sign you are dating someone with NPD is the psychological trick known as projection. A self-absorbed person will access someone else of doing what they are doing or will call out their flaws and fears in someone else. You're projecting yourself onto them. I don't do that.
I don't know about that one.
But... emotionally cold. I'm like a lantern. I'm like a fire.
I think it's faux emotion. That's not real.
It's not faux. Gaslighting.
Yeah. You're a bloody big gaslighter.
Oh, my God. I could go camping without the gaslighting you do.
Is there something about being hilarious in there as well?
Yeah, it is. Never takes responsibility. Always take responsibility when I do something wrong.
You don't. You break hatches to try and throw the scent off. Must have been a fox.
Controlling.
You are very controlling. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Listen. Okay. Grandiose.
Grandiose.
What is that, grandiose?
As in you like lavish, you like to sort of show off and be...
Don't, not at all.
That's literally you as well. You are...
Infidelity.
Yeah.
No,
huge.
Not at all.
You're huge into that.
Oh my God. Do you know, we're not going to do those things now. We're going to do them in the next episode because we've run out of time because you're blabbering.
Right, we keep putting this off. I'm starting to think that you're scared about your result.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an exceptional guest. We couldn't be more excited. This Friday, I don't know if you have been watching or watched the hit documentary on Netflix, Tinder Swindler. We have the director and we have the victim of Simon Lavelli, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Cecilia, on the podcast. She's coming on this Friday. We're going to get all the insights. If you like the Tinder Swindler, this is going to be an unbelievable episode. All of the things you didn't see in the documentary, we're going to hear from her. How it happened, what went about, what Simon was like, all these different things. I'm really excited for this.
Me too. Can't wait.
Thank you so much for tuning in once again. Please send us your confessions at Private Podcast. And also go and check out our Patreon page. We'd love you to sign up. No ads, more content. It's just glorious and more of this. All right, I'm tired. I'm going to go and smell my jacked up salts.
Get sniffing, baby.
Butt sniffer.
Yeah, that is true.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.